ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifa Al-Sajjadiyya. And we have managed to arrive at the part where the Imam says, وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْحَسْرَةِ الْعُظْمَى. O Allah, we seek refuge in you from the most dreadful remorse or regret. Now, me and you, we do understand that the Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyam, has many names in the Quran and in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We refer to it as many names, like for example, Al-Qari'ah, right? We refer to it as Yawm al-Hasr, Yawm al-Nadama, right? We refer to it as the day of gathering, the day of free reunion. And the Quran just gives many examples of the days of judgment. And sometimes these names are not a name of an object, rather than a name of the atmosphere that happens. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, Yawmul Hasr, He's talking about a circumstance. He's talking about a feeling that people are feeling on that day when they are gathered in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an overwhelming feeling that the people are going through, that Allah uses that feeling to describe that day. So he says, Yawmul Hasr, which is the day of regret, a day of remorse, and there is no remorse. A day of regret, and regret is not going to do me or you any good on that day. So Allah says on the Day of Judgment, most people that will come, and sometimes even the believers themselves, as we will explain, will be in a state of regret. So the majority, if not everybody, will be in a state of regret. So Allah refers to it as the day of hasra, regret. Let us take a short break and then we will come back and continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So Allah refers to the Akhirah or Day of Judgment as Yawm al-Hasr. This name was derived from the Quran itself. First, we find this in chapter Az-Zumr, chapter 39, verse 56, ayah 56. Allah says, "أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الخاسرين." A soul would say, "Oh Allah, I am so regretful that I have wasted my life in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am among the losers." Allah says, this is how I and you will be talking. So He is giving me a kind of a preview of what I will be saying on Day of Judgment. So Allah says, be careful, don't fall into this, regret yourself. Me and you right now, we're on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to act according to what Allah wants me and you to do. When we don't, then we die, then we are in regret. I say to myself, wow, beyond to me, what have I done? I wasted my life. I wasted all the opportunities that Allah has given me. And I gained nothing. My dunya is gone and my akhirah also is gone. So Allah says the nafs of the human being, the soul of the human being, on that day of judgment, it will be in such regret that it's not the regret that sometimes you can fix. Sometimes you say, well, I might have another opportunity. I might, you know, work hard to gain. No, no, no. This kind of regret that there is nothing you can do about. It is gone. It is done. So sometimes, for example, you get into a trade and then you get a chance to make some money, but then you miss the opportunity. You regret the passing of that opportunity. But this opportunity, you can create again. You can work hard to create again. You can make that money again. You can even make more than the opportunity that you missed. So you become in a state of regret for a while, but then you get over it and then you make up for it. But on Day of Judgment, I can't go back. I can't pray. I can't fast. I can't give charity. I can't help anybody. I can't help myself. So I miss the opportunity. There is two things in front of me, either heaven or hell. And depending on what I've done, I can walk either path. So hasra, that regret, comes from me not working hard to achieve what I have, to achieve heaven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for me and you. So Allah says, be careful. There will come a day where the regret is going to be so immense that we call the entire day as Yawm al-Hasra. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Maryam, chapter 19, in verse 39, he says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَ, and warn them of a day of regret. Why, O Allah? He says, إِذَا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, the affair is done. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ, while they are in a slumber, in a sleep, heedlessness. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they don't believe. So Allah saying to the messenger, warn people, tell them there's a day of regret. Wake up. Don't be heedless. Don't think nothing's going to come your way. Definitely something is going to happen. Definitely you'll be taken. You will die. You will be resurrected. You'll be questioned. A lot of things will come. And then what happens? You're going to be in regret? Regret won't do you any good. So he says, warn them. And this is to me and you. Sometimes we get consumed in life. We become consumed in our work. we become consumed with our spouses, with our children, and we do just the wajibat just to get rid of them. I pray just to get rid of prayer because it is wajib. I just want to get it out of my way. And I don't do anything else. All I care about is how can I live a comfortable, happy life? How can I make the most in terms of money? Having, you know, a big house and fancy cars. We did speak about that before. We said, yeah, as mu'mineen, we need to work for that. We need to attain them. But not on the expense of our akhirah. Our akhirah also requires me to do. Our akhirah requires me to work. Our akhirah requires me to put an effort. Otherwise, I will lose. You will lose. And the only thing that we'll take with us to the afterlife is regret. And regret is not going to do me and you any good. Even as believers, even as mu'mineen, sometimes we work. We do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't do enough. Once we cross over and we see what Allah has prepared for the mu'mineen, for those who've worked hard, I say, I wish I've done more for Allah. I wish I've done this. I wish I've done this. And sometimes we even, Allah tells us in the Quran, some people say, oh Allah, please bring me back so I can worship you more. I can do more salah. I can do more fasting. I can do more this and more that. And Allah says, no thanks. No one's going to go back. There's nothing to go back to. So even the mu'min, he will have some sort of regret. So even the mu'min will have some sort of regret before he goes into heaven. And he would wish that he has done more. So the Imam says, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the day where I will be in regret. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سر